Hello, everyone. Welcome to New Genesis Wrestling High Voltage. I am the camera guy. Here with me, as always, is NGW head official Scott Cross. Scott, how you doing, man?
Man, I am pumped. We are 48 hours away from Battle Lines. I cannot wait.
Yep. In 48 hours, that bell's going to be ringing. We're going to be kicking the event off. And you know what, Scott? We actually need to go ahead and get this show kicked off.
Yes, let's
do it. So, usually we do a little bit of a rundown, but we're going to do it a little bit different today because we actually have two wonderful guests joining us today. We have Dexter Roswell and Ricky Cruz. Real quick, tell the tape here. We have Ricky Cruz standing at a height of 6'1", 234 pounds, over 25 years in the business. Nicknamed King of Chaos, and our current reign defending NGW heavyweight champion Dexter Roswell, standing at 5'10", 210 pounds, 8 years of experience, and he is known as the Pillar of Progress. And a little bit of a fun fact, this is actually going to be the first time that these two men are going to be facing off. So make sure that you're dropping your comments in down below. Get your questions out to these guys, and you might stand a chance of winning a piece of one of the table actually used in the TLC match last month.
But the last piece of the table.
The last piece.
The very last piece of the table is given away tonight. So,
but let's go ahead and bring them on. Everybody, help me welcome Dexter Roswell and Ricky Cruz. Let's put you guys in the seats of honor here up top. Gentlemen, how are you doing this evening?
Dexter, you want to go first?
Oh, well, thank you. First off, let me say happy birthday to you. No, it's your birthday today. camera guy, Scott, very nice to see you guys as always.
Yep, wonderful having you. You already have Dardar Monroe booing you in the chats there, Ricky.
This is too early. I just signed in. Come on. I want to thank you. I want to thank all of you for inviting me. Thank you, Dexter, for taking the time so we could talk for a little bit about our match. I'm pretty excited, pretty pumped about it. Yes, it is for the belt. Yes, it's a very important belt, a prestigious belt for NGW. It's also the first time that we get to compete against each other, and I respect Dexter a lot. I think he's a great talent, a great newcomer. And I say newcomer, I know he's been in the wrestling for 8 years, but, you know, like the people that I started with, he's like the new generation after. So very excited to be able to be with him in the ring.
With him. Same to me, Ricky.
If you hear sounds a little weird, it's just that I have my dogs here with me. And they're all excited to be in the podcast too.
Are we gonna get to see the dogs? That's the question.
To see them? You might. Yeah. Nico, come here. Go up. Come here. I mean, don't let you in the seat. We'll see them in a minute. Let them get all the excitement out.
We got Dardar in the chat, boo it, going yay to everybody except for Scott.
That's the bulldog right here. There we go. He don't like you, Dexter.
Not everybody likes you. All of the very nice things you said. I mean, say the same thing. You've been doing this for so long, and I respect you, and I'm so happy that we finally get a chance to step in the ring together to see who's the better of the two.
Right, I, for one, I'm really excited to see this matchup. And Ricky, you're actually going into this matchup strong because just last weekend you actually captured gold.
Yeah, this year for me, it's going to be a special one. I'm trying to go for every single belt that I haven't been able to achieve yet. I've been very lucky and very blessed of getting most of the belts of every company that I've worked in the Midwest. I haven't had the opportunity to go up for the NGW belt, but also the legacy belt for Missouri, for MMWA, a very prestigious belt that represents all the history of the MMWA and all the years that they've been in business. I had the opportunity to wrestle for it last week, and I won it.
Yeah, we got a shot of you right here celebrating after that match.
Yes.
So you're coming into this match high off that victory.
Yeah, it was very important to me, and it was even more special to have my son with me there. I think he enjoyed it to have the belt even more than me. Actually, I think he has it right now because I've. it was very special, and like I said, this is a year that I'm going to make sure that when I retire, I want to be able to say that I conquered every belt that that I wrestled for in the Midwest.
And Dexter, how does that make you feel knowing that Ricky just last weekend captured the title and now he's got his eyes on yours?
Hey, everybody in the NZW should have their eyes on the title. This should be what everybody goes for, and I know I have a huge target on it. I had one on my back ever since I've gotten it. You guys know fairly well, there's only been a few times I haven't held a title throughout the whole inception of NZW, whether it be the tag title or the featherweight champion. And momentum is a big thing. Congratulations on winning. Unfortunately, I intend on walking out with this still over my shoulders because I have all the momentum in the world. After defeating guys like Logan Ridd, CW Gray, Mickey Myers, all for the fingers, I've got plenty of momentum on my side.
Yeah. Hey, Dexter, if you could do me a favor, lead a little bit forward. You were cutting out there. But Oh, now we couldn't hear you at all there.
Oh no. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Yes, we can hear you now.
I'll just scoot up a little bit first.
All right. And we actually have a question in the chat for both of you. Everybody, make sure that if you have a question, you're dropping it down below for your chance to win a piece of that signed table from the Table Ladders and Chairs match. This is for both Ricky and Dexter. What do each of you feel you have to worry about from the other in this upcoming match?
I'll go first since I'm the challenger. Well, I'm going to put it to you simple. Like I said, I really respect that he's very talented. He's very knowledgeable. He's a good wrestler. So you always have to be in your A game when you're facing someone like that. Why am I not, I don't want to say concerned, because like I said, you have to be prepared. You have to prepare for someone like that. But finally, it's a breath of fresh air to not have to deal with PYT, to not have to deal with seven guys, you know, involving in the match, and that you can wrestle one-on-one like old school, like that it should be for a belt. I know that Dexter is like me in that aspect. He respects wrestling. He respects the history of this sport that we love. So it's gonna be a good one-on-one fight, and let the best one win and walk out with that belt.
You know, for me, it's your experience. You know, the graphics said it all. You've had 25 plus years of doing it. So you know a lot of things that people don't know. So you have something to keep in my eyes. I know, just like you said, it's PYT. It's going to be one-on-one. Neither be no New Deal, no Halbert, no PYT, nobody. Me and you. And I want it that way because I want it to test for me. You know, 8.5 years or so in this business. I want to be better. I want to be better than what I can do. I think that I could do. I know I have to do that by facing you. And I need to beat you in order to beat
you. You know, it's interesting that you brought up PYT, Ricky, because, you know, this weekend is also Playboy Double H's birthday. But he's not actually going to be at the show. He's going to be off celebrating his birthday. You being the workhorse you are will just have celebrated your birthday looking for that title win. Normally, both of you would have to have your head on a swivel due to him having the Right to Fight contract. But luckily, neither of you are actually going to have to worry about that because we know he's not going to be there.
Like I said, good news. That's my birthday gift, I guess. Yep. I have to finally have a fair match. I've been dealing with PYT for the past, 6-8 months in every company that I go. And I'm pretty tired of it. So like I said, it's a breath of fresh air to have a normal, real wrestling match instead of a fight. Because, you know, it's the ability to show you know, what you know, and to really compete instead of have to be fighting with seven people at the same time. I can't wait. Saturday is going to be special.
Yep.
I'm definitely happy to watch my back for any reason. But we do know that some members of PYP are going to be there. But
yes.
I hope security is really amped up because nothing's going to stop me from having a match. We deserve that.
But also, who walks out of Battle Lines, the NGW champion? Playboy does still have that right to fight, so he can come at any time. So that also puts that bullseye on your back again. But also being a champion, Dexter, you know you have that bullseye on your back 24/7. So you're coming in prepared for this match. And Ricky, you've been dealing with Playboy. It's just another day at office with you with Playboy because you know he's going to, you know, with that right to fight, if you were able to capture the NGW championship, you know, you got Playboy right in the back of your, you know, right behind you with that right to fight.
I'm pretty sure he understood what happened last time when we were in that same building. He ended up all bloodied up and laying in the floor with a bunch of welts all over his body because he tried to get too funny and try to intervene and stuff that he shouldn't. And he ended up in a hardcore match that he couldn't handle.
Yep.
So I'm pretty sure he understands now that he needs to stay away and do his own thing and leave us alone.
Hopefully he takes those words. Maybe he's listening to the podcast. Just go ahead, stay awake. Enjoy your birthday. Go party and do whatever. Let us handle our business.
Leave like the wrestling to wrestlers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Ricky, I don't know if you remember, a few months back, you were facing Playboy. I think it was a last man standing match, and they all tried to team up on you. You remember who came out and helped you?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, if he knows what could happen with him, what could happen to him when he interferes or when he gets involved with me in the ring, imagine what could happen to him when we both are on the same page, when we both want to do this the right way, and if he tries to interfere, I don't think he's dumb enough to do something like that.
I would hope not.
Then again, we're talking about PYT, so he might be.
I mean, that is very true.
Yep, we actually have another question in chat here from Maydeen again. What are each of you looking forward to in the match from your opponent?
Man, all I can say is, Dexter, you better bring it. I'm expecting the best out of you. I'm preparing for your best. And I hope that win, lose, or draw, we're still in the same page and respecting each other the way that we're supposed to.
Oh, there's no doubt in that. Win, lose, or draw, we're going to end the match in a handshake. We both have respect for each other. We have respect for this title. We have respect for this business. So regardless of what the outcome is, it will end in a handshake. But I will say I am going to walk out with this because every time I go in there, I give my best. So it would be a disservice to you to not give you that. So you will get my best this Saturday.
Appreciate it.
And we have a great question for the both of you from Dardar. Dexter and Ricky, who do you guys want to be the referee in your match? Do you want Scott or do you want Donde?
Really, Dardar?
I don't know. I don't want to get in bad terms with any of the refs of the company. I like them both. But whoever it is have to do their job. Like I said, we're both in the same page. We both want to have a real wrestling match. And if you don't do your job right, you know, you're going to pay for it.
True. As long as the referee isn't crooked or doing any shady stuff, it doesn't matter who it is. Scott, you know, I always love having you as the ref during my match. This is the head official.
Well, luckily you guys won't have to worry about that because I will be the official for your guys' match and I will call it right down the middle because I know you guys are going to bring everything you guys got in this match.
Now, Dardar's not happy about you being the ref for their match, Scott.
Well, I don't care what Dardar thinks.
But, you know, one thing that I absolutely love about this match coming up is usually wrestling fans are more familiar with, you know, the more traditional style of match where you have the defined, here's the good person in the match, here's the bad person in the match. You know, here's who you boo, here's who you cheer for. Both of you are fan favorites. Both of you are constantly getting cheered in everything that you do. How do you think that the fact that the fans are quite possibly going to be behind both of you is going to affect your momentum during the match?
Well, when you prepare for a match like this, yes, you want and you respect the, you know, the support of the fans, and you want that on your side. But at the end of the day, you prepare for to compete and to battle and to get that belt, right? So hopefully the fans choose their favorite, and I'm going to be glad either way if they want to cheer for him or for me, because like I said, I respect him like no other wrestler in that locker room in NJW. So I would be cheering for him when they say his name at the beginning of the match. Then I'm going to whoop him, but first I'm going to cheer for him when they call his name to the ring. And I will shake his hand like he said at the beginning and at the end. Hopefully I'll have one hand busy holding the belt at the end and then the other one shaking his hand.
I hate to tell you, Ricky, that's not going to happen. You know, as much as I respect you, I'm not so confident. You know, I'm not the guy that started out at NBW. Part of executive order of the New Deal. You know, I cut my teeth there. You know, I had to deal with Albert, and I did some things that I wasn't proud of. You know, and I think some of the fans still hold that against me, and that's completely fine. They pay their money here and do whoever they want to. But I know that I'm doing all that I can the right way. So, yes, the fans do play a part in any type of match. They do bring that aura, they bring that back, and they get you pumped up. But when it comes down to it, my focus is on you, not anybody else. So we're going to have to prepare for someone solely focused on you. And I will walk out.
We've got Jerry Morgan in the chat going, he's got dibs on the winner of Ricky Cruz versus Dexter.
Wow. Jerry Morgan wants to be everywhere, and he wants to be the main man in every place that he goes, and he has dibs on everybody. Jerry, you need to climb the ladder, man. You need to understand that to be the man, you have to beat everybody until you get to the man. So please, learn your place.
Now we've also got Jane in the chat saying both get cheered because they are talented, unlike PYT.
There you go. See, we have some smart fans on the chat.
Definitely can't disagree with that.
Oh, like I said, I'm really looking forward to this match. We got Tyler saying both Dexter and Ricky are great. So I say to all, cheer for both men.
There you go.
Yeah. Jerry Morgan saying he is already the man.
The bald man, maybe. Anyway.
You know, one thing that just for scientific stake that you gentlemen are both familiar with the yay boo chant on the ring post. I'm wondering how that would turn out between the two of you. It will be more of a yay yay chant, I think. See who gets the louder one.
Like I said, that day we'll see. The fans will choose. The fans always do. Like matches like that is what brought me to wrestling. Like when you see Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan, like they were both icons at that moment. And when they got in the ring, the fans end up choosing. So it's going to happen on Saturday. It's going to be special. I don't think that anybody should miss it. And it's matches like this, I call them generational because we don't get to be in the ring all the time. Like I've been in St. Louis since 2011, and this is the first time that we're going to literally be in the ring together. So to everyone that want to see a special match, a very good match, and a match that they're going to remember forever, they should be there on Saturday.
Yeah, the only time we've shared a ring is in Rumble. I don't think we've ever actually touched it. So no tag, no fatal four-way, no triple threat, no this, that, or the other.
Nothing. Not even tagging.
Definitely one that you're not
going to want to miss. Yeah, I think everybody is looking for this. This is the headline match of the show. But, you know, before we get to your match, you know, both of you have been on the show before. Dexter, you were actually our first guest on the show. And so both of you are familiar with the fact that we do like to play a game with our guests. And this is going to be a little bit of a different game since we actually have two guests tonight. And so normally we do three questions and you have to get two out of the three right to win for one of our viewers. Tonight there's actually going to be four questions. You guys are going to take turns with the questions. As long as you work together and collectively get three of them right, then you will win that that piece of the table. Okay. So before you face off together, you have to work together.
Wait, before we talk about this table that we're giving away, is it what part of the table? Is it the head of the table?
It's actually like right in the middle of the table.
Man, my dog really wants to be in the show. Come on, dude. All right, let's do this.
All right. Yep. If you guys are ready, then we are going to go in and we are going to play Shock Therapy. And tonight, you guys are going to be playing for Jane Kelton. So if you guys can collectively get three right, Jane will be walking away with a piece of the table from that Tables, Ladders, and Chairs match. So who would like to go first?
I mean, it doesn't matter if it's going to be collectively.
That's very true. We'll work together. Like we said, work together tonight.
All right. And your first question, which of these hero versus hero showdowns actually happened in fiction? A, Mario and Sonic raced so hard they opened a wormhole to 1987. B, Gandalf and Dumbledore got into a magical beard measuring contest. C, Godzilla and King Kong punched each other off of an aircraft carrier. Or D, the Ninja Turtles fought the Care Bears after a pizza delivery mix-up.
Oh, my God. Who came up with this?
I would love to see Z.
Yeah, I really I think Z. C is the actor, I think.
Yeah, I'm thinking C. I think they made a movie or something about it.
You're thinking C? And the correct answer is C. That actually took place in the newest Godzilla versus King Kong movie. Okay. All right. One down. You gotta get two more correct. Question two. Which of these was a real sports moment where two fan favorites faced off? A, Serena Williams versus Venus Williams in a Grand Slam final. B, LeBron James versus Dwayne The Rock Johnson in a slam dunk contest. C, Tom Brady versus a life-size Tom Brady wax figure in a touchdown dance-off. Or D, Shaq versus Charles Barkley in an officially sanctioned pie-eating contest.
A.
A.
A. And you are correct. It was A, Serena versus Venus Williams in the Grand Slam final. And you know what? I knew, but my mind totally slips on who actually won that. I think it was Serena.
Serena won the match between both of them.
Yep. All right. Two down. If you guys get this next one right, excuse me, you'll win that signed table. Question three. Which of these iconic hero versus hero moments... Excuse me. All right. Which of these iconic hero versus hero moments actually happened in pop culture? A, Batman punched Superman so hard he knocked the logo off his chest. B, Captain America and Iron Man broke up over a government registration form. C, Spider-Man tried to sue Daredevil for using too much red. Or D, The Flash challenged Aquaman to a breath-holding contest on land.
B.
I'm not sure. So I'm going to go with Rick. You think B? I'll go with B.
All right. And the answer is B. Captain America and Iron Man broke up over a government registration form. Congratulations, gentlemen. You have won that signed piece of the table for Jane. But we do have four questions. Would you guys like to see if you can get that fourth one right, too?
Let's get it.
Sure, let's go.
All right. Fourth and final question. Which of these is a real historical moment where two leaders clashed respectfully? A, Abraham Lincoln and Stephen Douglas debated for hours, then shared a pie. B, Julius Caesar and Brutus played chess to decide the fate of Rome. C, Teddy Roosevelt and Winston Churchill had a bare-knuckle boxing match, because why not? Or D, George Washington challenged John Adams to a duel over who looked better on money.
The first one, I think.
Yeah, I'm kind of. I could see T. I can bare knuckle boxing
that. You guys going with A?
Well, you know what? We'll go with it.
I'm going with A.
All right. And A is the correct answer. Abraham Lincoln and Stephen Douglas famously had a massively long presidential debate. And then afterwards, they actually sat down and shared a pie.
You know, that actually happened in my hometown that I was born in, Ottawa, Illinois. That's where the first Lincoln Douglas debate happened, in Ottawa. And that actually happened there in Ottawa.
Mm. Wow.
You know, Ricky, I know we're going to be resting Saturday, but I think we make a pretty good team, too. So
I was going to say, we're doing pretty good. We should start looking into the tag team belts.
Yeah. You are the first guest that got not only three right, but you're the only one that got four right. So
we have Jane saying thank you.
Not a problem.
But, Ricky, I know that you have a busy evening plan, because you know it is your birthday. Happy birthday to you. Appreciate and it. Hopefully you'll be celebrating even more on Saturday.
Well, hey, now.
Yeah.
Well, that's
I have to give my best wishes to him, though.
That's the plan. Like I said, the goal is to try to make history. Try to be the one that has captured all the belts in the Midwest. And, I mean, like I said, it's nothing personal with Dexter. Like, he's an amazing champion, a great wrestler, one of the few that I truly, truly respect. And I mean that I truly respect in the area. And it's going to be an honor to be in the ring with him and to compete against him and to beat him. I know that he doesn't think it's possible and that he's very confident that he's prepared, but everybody has a plan until you get smacked in the mouth. So we'll see what happens this Saturday.
Hey, the same goes for you, Ricky. I know you think you're prepared and I know you think you're ready, but, you know, I've slapped a few people before. If I have to again, I will. But
I get it. There's one difference. For 25 years, and I've said this, you don't have to get ready when you're always ready.
That's very true. I guess we'll just have to see this Saturday to see who walks out as a champion. But I know one thing. I know I have immense respect for you.
I know after that, even if, like I said, win, lose, or draw, we're going for the tag team belts.
You know, I need one on this shoulder, too.
There you go.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you again for joining us, Ricky. Wish you a happy rest of your birthday, and we will see you on Saturday.
Thank you, guys. I'll see you then.
Thank you. And Dexter, did you want to go ahead and hang around for a little bit longer with us here?
Hey, I'm fine if you guys are willing to have me on here still.
Hi.
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, actually, you know, we got Bug Galloway in the chat saying, hey, sexy Dexy.
Oh, stop. I mean, continue to keep saying if you want, but stop it.
And we also have Theo White with a good question for somebody just coming in here. Who is this guy, Dexter Roswell?
Oh, Theo. I feel like you know who I am. Hey, our paths have crossed before.
And we actually have an interesting piece of history that it slipped my mind as we were playing the game. But Matthew Bryson says, Abraham Lincoln is in the Wrestling Hall of Fame. And he is. If I remember correctly, he is actually undefeated in wrestling.
Ah, never wrestled.
What?
He never wrestled me.
That's true. Yep. So, Dexter, I have a interesting factoid that I wanted to get your opinion on here. And as you know, on my website, I have photos from all the promotions I go and visit. And I also keep track of visitor statistics to the website. And one very interesting visitor statistic insofar as you is that, no surprise, the country that there are visitors from who view your photos the most is the United States. But the second most popular country that views photos of Dexter Roswell is Ireland.
Ireland. Okay. I will dig on myself a little bit. Maybe it's because I'm so pale. Maybe. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out. But, I mean, they have to pay stuff.
I mean, why would you think that outside of being pale, that maybe you would attract viewers from Ireland?
You know, I really don't know. I just think it's the good quality photos that you take.
Well, I mean, outside of the United States, I mean, you have United States as your number one. Ireland is your number two. Canada is number three in views for you. Number four is Sweden.
Ooh.
Okay. And then after that comes China, and at the bottom is Belgium. But you have a very dedicated fan in Belgium who, when I checked the logs, he has went and viewed every single Dexter Roswell photo there is on that site.
Hey, maybe there's something to what Bud was saying with Sexy Dexter. but I don't know. Hey, whoever that fan is from Belgium wants to hop on a plane and come over, you know, I'm wrestling Saturday and I'm going to be defending this.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where you are in the world. You can get your tickets right now at ngw.ticketleap.com. And you're actually going to want to get your tickets early because you're going to want to get in the building early because we actually have a limited edition print of this entire flyer series, where we have our heroes on one side, our villains on the other, and you and Ricky right in the middle.
Now wait a minute. I mean, I know we're both good guys on here, but you have me on the villain side. What's up with that?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, we had to pick a side to put everybody on.
I guess. I mean, I have had a colorful past at NGW. I will admit that.
You have, yes. But also, there is a fourth poster in the series, and that is a, shall we say, vandalized version brought to you by PYT.
Yeah.
Really?
Luckily, nobody's going to want that one, so.
What did PYT send that to you and say do it or else?
I don't know what they did. They just kind of do what they want to do.
I mean, believe it or not, you know, Scott might be, you know, saying that he's happy, but I think that Scott is actually sad that Playboy is not going to be there on Saturday.
Yeah, I am. I am a little bit.
Scott, wow. I mean, he's been rooting for PYT since day one, I think, in secret.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I'll say here, you know, if let's just say this here, I'll make a deal with everybody. If PYT walks out of Battle Lines with gold, I'll come on next week and embrace PYT. I don't think it's going to happen, but you know what? We'll just go with it.
That's the only chance they've got.
Exactly. So I feel good on that one because, you know, there's only one chance.
Well, the chance, as we know, you know, it isn't against Dexter, though. It's actually in the Lightning Division Championship.
Yeah, and that's a stacked match for that
four-way
elimination match. I mean, you know, you got Preacher, you got Tobias, you got Sid, you got Logan. I mean, that match is stacked for that match.
That's a tough one to call. You know, I've been in the ring with all four of them over multiple companies. I know exactly.
Yes, I mean, you know, Logan Ridge is on a, you know, rise. He's been, you know, rising up. You know, Sid is the current Wrestling for a Cure heavyweight champion. Tobias Storm is a former Lightning Division champion, and Preacher is the reigning and defending Lightning Division champion. So that match is, it is too hard to call down which one you think is has the advantage, because you never know.
I might be a little biased just based on our history and he's finally his life and not the deal anymore, but I think Logan Ridge has probably the best chance to get it after that title. I know he's been wanting it for so long, and opportunity after opportunity taken away from him, you know, he's ready, and I think we both walk out as champions.
That would be quite the sight, both of you holding gold again, but not together separately.
Yes.
And I mean, speaking of Wrestling for a Cure, because it's brought up that Sid Holland is the Wrestling for a Cure champion, the last official count for New Genesis Wrestling in the donation lead, with NGW having $500 donated. But the unofficial count, however, because I've pledged $100 and our security team has pledged $100. So our unofficial count is actually $700. So after this next show, NGW will have at least $700 going towards Wrestling for a Cure. And our co-CEO, Phoenix, has challenged the NGW fan base that before the Wrestling for a Cure show in July, we want the NGW donations to be at least
$1,000. And I think we can do that. You know,
I think we can actually do that at Battle Lines.
Ooh, that's a challenge right there.
I think that I think we can hit our goal at Battle Lines.
Here's the way, like, I kind of look at wrestling. You know, to me, it's been a lifelong experience. That I feel like I'm somewhat decent, obviously. But chances to do stuff like this where we can give what we enjoy doing in a way to give back, that helps us. We do this for the fans. We do this for us just as well. You know, we go through punishment and everything. We do this for us. But to be able to say that we've given back in a way that could potentially help your cancer, whatever it is, that speaks volumes over anything.
Oh, and at Battle Lines, I will have the hashtag, I can't really put it up here, hashtag Scott's Fault sticker. I will be selling these at Battle Lines for $1, and every sticker I sell will go for Wrestling for a Cure.
That's outstanding.
So every one of my sticker sales that I make at Battle Lines will go for Wrestling for a Cure. So come out, buy a sticker, support Wrestling for a Cure.
I don't know. We got Darar in the chat going. It's already saying that she wants all of those stickers. See Darar just absolutely plastered with the Scott's Fault
sticker. She can come and buy them and do whatever, and then I would just turn around and give that money for Wrestling for a Cure. So win-win.
Yeah, I mean, Wrestling for a Cure is a cause that is really near and dear to all of us at New Genesis Wrestling.
And they
and
will
we
be
actually,
they will be in the building too.
They will be. And we have Phoenix Quinn in the chat asking, we completing the challenge I put out there? I certainly hope so.
Oh, we are definitely going to complete that challenge by Battle Lines. If not, we're going to be very, very, very close.
Yeah, we got Reiner the Hooligan in the chat right now saying NGW hasn't cleared us from the TLC match yet, but soon we'll return to finish our rating. Sounds like they might have that their sights set on that title.
Yeah.
Hey, like I said at the very beginning, when I had this title, when I first got the title, I knew I would have a big red bullseye on my back. You know, and coming up on 6 months of holding this title, like I said, I faced Logan Ridge, E.W. Graves, Nick Midas, so many people and I've popped out with it. Not going to change. And I'm going to continue wearing that bullseye on my back as a badge of honor.
And Phoenix Quinn saying, if Wrestling for a Cure reps are not there on Saturday, they can come see Phoenix for their donations to Wrestling for a Cure. And, you know, speaking of Scott's Fault, that wonderful hashtag actually started by NGW fan Dardar that Scott is now trying to profiteer off of.
Yeah, might as well. I mean, might as well.
We actually received a little bit of new footage that pertains to show exactly why things are Scott's fault. Do you guys want to see this here?
Oh, I cannot wait.
What are you doing, man?
You know what I just thought of? Something else that Scott's fault.
What's
you
that?
You stunned me in a match before.
No, I didn't.
You hit me with a stunner in a match before. Yes, you
that
have.
Was no, that was a reflex. I had a reflex reaction. It was a reflex. It wasn't intentional.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have bad reflexes. Sometimes they stun. I don't know. It's just you're lucky it wasn't an RKO.
Well, you got Jonathan saying, sorry he's late to the party. Good to see you. Looking forward to seeing you on Saturday, Dexter.
Man.
We got Dardar saying that she absolutely loved that clip pertaining to Scott's Fault. But then we also have Benny saying that wasn't Scott's fault. That was Virgil. Virgil
see?
Distracted him.
Exactly. But, it's always well, PYT.
The confusing thing, though, in that particular circumstance is that, yes, you were talking to Virgil in that clip. However, as we all know, Virgil is a member of PYT. Why would Virgil, a member of PYT, be trying to distract you in an instance where Playboy is getting hurt? The way that I read that was Virgil was trying to tell you, turn around and look at what's happening here. But you were too fixated on Virgil to actually turn around and see what was going on behind you.
Hey, or is there something with PYT, mate? Maybe Virgil.
Yeah. Well, if he told me to turn around, then he needs to specify instead of trying to get in the ring. But, you know, there's always an excuse for that one.
We got Phoenix asking, Scott, did you get the email about your rules for Saturday?
My rules for Saturday. Let me see what we got here. I don't know. Probably. Maybe. I don't know. I always got to check my spam. It always goes to my spam.
It's going to be worthy of a hashtag Scott's fault.
Yeah, exactly. It's always Scott's fault. No? Yeah, I got it. Okay, we're good.
Yeah, we got Brandon Hunt in the chat saying that he can't wait for the best event ever. You know, 48 hours away.
I mean, you know, WrestleMania may be this weekend, but I don't care because Battle Lines is more important.
Yeah, there is another big show going on this weekend, but you know what?
It's
you
fine.
Can watch that show after you see our show.
Exactly.
Live.
Battle Lines, if you're not there, you miss it. You can't go.
Yeah, I mean, that big show all the way out in Las Vegas.
Yeah. And you can watch that on your way home from Battle Lines.
You can.
Yeah.
Hey, if anything, come to the show, watch the matches, and you can just have it on your phone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Watch WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Or I thought this could be a neat idea if we had a projector, we project WrestleMania up on the wall while we wrestle.
I think there might be some copyright problems with that.
It's just a mania party, a big mania party.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
We got Matt Marks in the chat saying, let's go, Dexter, and it's Scott's fault.
You know what? Mark, buy a sticker Saturday. And
well, we
my
actually
fault.
Got Benny in the chat going, good point. That kendo stick was loud.
You should have heard.
I mean, I have selective hearing, so, you know, I didn't hear that.
Dara with quite the rant for you, Scott. Oh, hi. Scott, what? Shut up. You suck. That's why you're four eyes and you can't even see. You are jealous of PYT. That's why it's always your fault. You suck. You can go away. You are the worst rat. No one wants. Wow.
Wow. She put that in all caps, too. I mean, her hatred for me, her hatred for me, I mean, I know secretly I'm her favorite ref. Yeah, she just, she loves, every time I come out there and she just, you know.
Oh, my.
Well, gentlemen, I do need to get off here. I actually need to get back to practice. The trainees at Mac Pro Wrestling are doing their thing. They've got some guidance while I'm over here, but I need to get back to make sure that they're doing everything the right way.
All right.
Not a problem. Well, I want to thank you again for joining us tonight. Best of luck to you on Saturday.
Thank you guys very much for having me, and I will see you guys all on Saturday at Battle Lines.
All righty. Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah.
Well, Scott, are you looking forward to the show?
I am. Yeah. I am looking forward to the show. I mean, we got the rest of the show to go over. I mean, we didn't even get to talk about the card because, I mean, the card is stacked for Battle Lines. But, you know, we did have, you know, we got to talk to Ricky and Dexter ahead of their match. I mean, that match is the main event of Battle Lines. I mean, you cannot think of a more of a better main event right there. Ricky Cruz versus Dexter for the NGW Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah, but before we get to doing the rundown, we got Reinhardt the Hooligan chat saying that was awesome. Reinhardt, I have to know, are you referring to Dardar's rant against Scott there? I mean, she is still going off in the chat against you.
Oh,
Scott.
She's probably
she's telling you to learn how to count, telling you to stop, get distracted.
Well, okay, Dardar, if PYT would stop getting me distracted, then I would be able to do my job. But it always seems to be PYT's fault that I'm distracted or PYT get involved in matches. So it's not me. It's PYT.
Yeah, Reinhardt says he was obviously referring to Dardar's rant.
Well, Reinhardt is just one of those who drinks Halbert's Kool-Aid. So he just, you know.
And we have Jerry Morgan countering your point, though, here, Scott. We have Jerry Morgan saying that he can think of a better main event. Jerry versus anyone.
Well, Jerry Morgan is going to have his hands full this Saturday. So Jerry Morgan needs to worry about Chris Cutler this Saturday. Yes. Because the newest acquisition of PYT, Chris Cutler, is looking to make a name for himself as he goes against one-on-one against Jerry Morgan. I mean, but, you know, Jerry Morgan, he's always looking for a fight. So hopefully Cutler is ready for a fight because Jerry Morgan is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we just saw in Jerry Morgan's debut in NGW, we had Dirk Hothar in the ring looking for a fight. And who shows up for that fight? Jerry Morgan. Yep. Jerry Morgan, you know, just completely walks in, goes, I'm here for a fight. Gets the three count on old Dirk Hothar there.
Yep. I mean, yeah, that one.
So he made quite the statement there.
Yes, he did. You know, anytime Jerry shows up, he's always looking for a fight.
Yep. And we also have the one, the only Navi Kai in the chat as well here right now.
Oh, yeah.
Navi Kai telling everybody to be nice to Scott.
Yep. Navi Kai don't like bullies, and he's got a big bully Saturday he's got to take on.
Yes, he does.
He has taken on the Diamond, Marco Hendricks. I mean, you know, Navi came on there when we had Marco Hendricks, said, you know, Marco's a bully. He don't like bullies. So Navi is, you know, came off a win last show at Madness and Mayhem, you know, over debuting Bert Candy. And now he's looking to increase that win over a member of PYT. But you know, he's got the Diamond standing in front of him. So good luck to Navi on Saturday because this one's going to be a fight.
Yeah, we got Jane telling you to stay focused, Scott.
I'll try.
And then, you know, of course, you can't forget that we still have the ongoing competition to crown our first ever NGW Women's Division Champion.
Yep.
And we're going to be seeing the debuting Lilith Grimm and the debuting in NGW Knicks. Now, we've seen Knicks before in IWA Productions.
Yes, Nyx was actually supposed to make her debut at Endless Winter, but according to a Lexi Green, she's the reason why Nyx did not make it at Endless Winter. But Nyx is here for Battle Lines, and you know, this is our third qualifying match. We've already had two winners, you know, Lexi Green and Shaza McKenzie have advanced into the tournament. So now, you know, we got Nyx and Lewis Grimm. You know, that's going to be an awesome match.
We've got Dara still so,
oh man,
so angry.
She is so mad.
Just stop getting distracted by squirrels. Stop eating pizza and do your job. At least the camera guy does his job right.
Oh man, Dardar.
And we got Tyler coming to your defense saying that Scott always calls it straight down the line as he sees it.
Yep. See, I think Dardar needs to get
beat. Reinar saying that that's negative.
Well, Reinar is just mad because he keeps losing and he blames it on me, even though I'm not the referee. So we'll see.
And then, yeah, we got Dardar just saying that you're jealous. You're not the infamous Dardar. You're just a sucky ref, Scott Four Eyes. All you do is eat pizza, get distracted by squirrels. I mean, now Scott did say, it kind of surprised me, that if BYT walks out of Battle Lines with any piece of gold, you said, right? Any at all?
Yep.
That you'll be, you'll be what? PYT's number one cheerleader then?
I guess, because it's never going to happen, so I don't care. It doesn't matter, so I'll put anything. I don't care. Because it's not gonna happen. Because I don't think Tobias is walking out with that Lightning Division champion on Saturday.
You don't think he's gonna be able to reclaim?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, look at the contenders in that match. I mean, you got Sid Holland, Logan Ridge, Preacher. If he does, I mean, it's possible, but you know, the chances of it, I just don't see it.
You know, I see it as a possibility because you know. You got four contenders in this match. We have Logan Ridge, Sid Holland, Tobias Storm, and Preacher. It's a four-way dance. Preacher doesn't have to get pinned. Tobias could pin Logan. He could pin Sid. He could make Logan tap out. He could make Sid tap out, although I don't think that's...
I think Tobias
okay,
is going to be...
You know, that brings me... I don't think I've ever seen Sid Holland tap out. I've seen Sid Holland make Tobias Storm tap out.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen Sid tap out.
Yeah. You? And, you know, Sid, I mean, you know, you got Sid in that match, but I think Tobias is going to be focused on Logan Ridge because they do have a little rivalry going back and forth because they have cost each other matches. So, you know, I think the focus with Tobias is going to be on Logan Ridge. And, you know, Preacher, you know, does have the Gospel of Damnation. So,
yes.
Could they be a factor? Brujo. Lexi Green, you know, we know Lexi Green's not scheduled, but, you know, we don't know about Brujo because we haven't seen Brujo in a while. So we don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing about Preacher.
We are always watching.
Why does he keep doing that?
Is that?
Why does he? It's like you say his name three times and all of a sudden he appears. I'm going to just stop talking about him because I don't want him to appear anymore because he kind of scares me a little bit.
Well, are you going to be the ref in that match, Scott?
I'm probably going to have to be because I don't know.
We got Dardar saying that Preacher's coming.
Well, he might well be. I don't know. Okay, I don't think I'm good.
Checking to make sure he's not behind you.
I don't. You never know with Preacher. You never know. You never know a Preacher. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Benny. Yeah. Speaking of Preacher, yeah.
Yeah. That's why I said you can't say his name too many times.
No, it turns out you can't. All right, we got Samantha Roberts, Dark Side, he's coming. Dara going, oh, the poor baby. I think she's talking about you there, Scott.
Who's she talking about, me?
Benny saying that Preacher is the Beetlejuice of NGW.
Yeah, he pretty much is. I mean, he pretty much anything. You say his name too many times, and, you know, he just shows up. I mean, but we also have one more match we haven't talked about. It is the NGW Tag Team titles.
Yeah.
So we have the... first ever NGW Tag Team Champion, two-time NGW Tag Team Champions, the Fam, looking to take on the debuting the boys, Bud Gallows and Derek Gage. You know, we had them on. We had them on, and you know, they're looking to come in and make an impression, walk away with gold.
We had the boys on just last week. If you missed it, you can catch up with that either on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, Amazon Music, Audible, iTunes, pretty much. You know what? This show's kind of everywhere.
Yep.
But you know, you can only catch it live on Thursdays right now. But you know, if you miss it after the fact, there's plenty of different places where you can catch up on the action.
Oh yeah.
But you know what, Scott? I know that as a referee, as has been commented multiple times in the comments, you're supposed to call things right down the middle. But we know that you are only human. So I'm certain that in these matches, you have somebody that you're secretly rooting for.
Possibly, you know.
We're just gonna go down the line here real quick, and four-way dance for the Lightning Division Championship. Who do you think's gonna come out on top?
I mean, that one's gonna be a little hard. I mean, if honestly, I can say I'm looking at Sid Holland to this match. I'm looking at Sid for my opinion, but I mean, that's my opinion.
So you think that we're going to see a little bit of a repeat of when Sid faced Tobias and Sid made Tobias tap out?
We possibly could. But like you said, Preacher does not have to be involved in the finish of this match to lose the title. So, you know, we could see anything this match. I mean, we could see, you know, anything. So this one's a little hard, but honestly, if I'm going to bet on anybody, I'm going to go with Sid on this one.
You can go with Sid. You know what? I'm going to go with Preacher hanging on for this one.
Okay.
Mainly because, as you said before, he has the Gospel of Damnation on his side.
Yeah.
So we know, you know, there's the chance that, you know, Brujo, possibly Lexi Green, could make an appearance and, you know, help Preacher out a little bit.
Yeah, it could be. And you know what, to be in a four-way, you know, there is no rules in that match.
We got Brandon Hunt in the chat saying that he thinks Logan is going to win.
I mean, that could be. I mean, you know, it's one of those two. It could be Sid or Logan, but like I said, you can't count Preacher out because Preacher did walk away with that Lightning Division Championship. So, like I said, this one's a little too hard to call.
You know, we got Jerry asking us a question here in the chat. What matchups do you want to see Jerry Morgan in NGW?
Well, I mean, you know, Jerry Morgan's always looking for a fight. I'd like to see Jerry Morgan versus Sid Holland. Sid's looking for a fight. Jerry Morgan's looking for a fight. They just beat the crap out of each other. I mean, I think I would love to see that match because, you know, they're both powerhouses and I'd love to see that match.
You know, I think that a good matchup for Jerry Morgan and NGW would actually be Jerry Morgan and Dexter.
Yeah, that would be a good one too.
Yeah, we got Chris Hansen in the chat saying Jerry Morgan can take on anyone.
I mean, he could. He's always looking for a fight.
Samantha Roberts wanting to see Jerry take on Playboy.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, I'm scrolling back here. You know what? It's an interesting question because, you know, we know that Dardar roots for PYT.
Yeah.
We also know that Dardar is quite a fan of Preacher. So I'm interested in knowing who Dardar thinks is going to win in that matchup. Is it going to be Preacher retaining, or does she think that PYT's own Tobias Storm is going to be walking away?
Well,
and we got Benny, Jerry Morgan against Brujo.
Yeah.
That could be good. I mean, Bruo is one scary, scary man.
Yeah. She said, don't ask me.
Darcy, don't ask me. Yeah, Chris is agreeing that Jerry Morgan versus Playboy, that could be an awesome match. But unfortunately, you know, we know Playboy's not going to be there on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got to be out. He's got to celebrate his birthday, which actually, interesting other little factoid. I went back through, and did you know that this will actually be the first NGW show that Playboy's not going to be at?
Really?
He's been at every single one since the beginning of NGW until now.
That sounds about right.
That's kind of historic in and of itself.
Exactly. But, you know, Playboy said he was confident in PYT that they're going to fulfill what they need to do that night. He's going to go off and enjoy his birthday, and, you know, we'll see what happens after Battle Lines.
But, you know, we've got Jerry in the chat here. Who do you think's going to come out on top here? Jerry Morgan or PYT's newest member, Chris Cutler?
I mean, Chris is good. Chris is a good competitor, but I'm going to have to go with Jerry on this one because Jerry's got that technical wrestling, and I think he's going to come victorious in this match.
Now we got Dardar in the chat saying Chris Cutler all the way.
Of course he would, because Chris Cutler's PYT.
You know, this is a hard one for me, though, because both men have won championships. No matter what, I think it's going to be an awesome match.
Oh, yeah.
We got Chris to say it's no competition. Jerry Morgan will mop that ring with Cutler.
Well, you know, a lot of people say that, you know, about Jerry Morgan. You know, he does come looking for a fight, and if Cutler's not prepared, he's going to get beat up Saturday, so.
Jerry Morgan is saying that if he loses, it will be Scott's fault.
How is
it
always my fault when you guys lose?
I mean, you know, I've just been informed that actually I was incorrect. Apparently Playboy was not at the first Battle Lines.
Oh, okay. So he won't be at the second Battle Lines.
But, you know, Benny, I hate to say it, but I think Cutler will win, not gonna lie, conflicted, but that's what he's deciding. Dardar, yeah, Scott's fault. you know, and we got Chris saying that she's sad that she won't be there on Saturday. I'm rooting for you all the way, Jerry.
Yeah, why ain't you coming to Battle Lines? You know, you can always watch that stuff later. Battle Lines is more important.
Yeah, I mean, you can only catch Battle Line one.
Exactly. You can always have a party another night. You can have a WrestleMania party after Battle Lines. It'll be a late one, but, you know, it can be an all-night party.
Yeah, we got Dardar, of course, cheering for Chris Cutler.
I mean, that one's going to be a good match, so yeah.
So, well, we're on the theme of PYT. Novo versus Marco Hendricks, Scott.
I mean, you know, I don't know about this one because, I mean, you know, Marco's tough, but Navi's got the fight in him. So, honestly, I think it's going to be an upset on this one. I think I'm going to go with Navi.
Navi doesn't like Bullet.
Yeah, I think Navi's going to pull off the upset of the night and defeat Marco. In my opinion. Because, you know, Marco's got that power, but Navi is quick. And I think that speed is going to help him in this match.
And you got Benny saying that Navi Kai will win.
Yeah. Hopefully that speed will help him because, I mean, Navi is an up-and-comer. You know, we'll see. But he's got a – Navi don't like boys. He's got a big boy standing in front of him, Marco.
Yes, so he does.
He's going to have to deal with that Saturday. I
mean, when we had Marco Hendricks on the show, I mean – He was bullying you. He was bullying NGW fans. He was bullying his opponent before the match even started.
Yeah. So, you know, Navi said he don't like bullies, and he's going to take care of that bully on Saturday. So we'll have to see.
Got Brandon to Graham, Navi for the win there. And then, you know, we also, you know, this one's going to be a little bit harder because both of us have seen Nyx in action, but
yes,
I haven't seen Lilith Grimm in action. Have you?
No, I have not. So I don't know. No. I mean, you know, from seeing from Nyx, like I said, I know what Nyx is capable of. I don't know what Lilith is capable of. I mean, this one, I don't know how this one's going to go. Either way, it's going to be a great match. Either way, we're going to have another qualifier for that women's championship. So either way, it's going to be a great match no matter what.
Yes. We got Dardar saying that she thinks Nyx is going to come out on top.
I mean, it could be. I mean, I don't know anything about Lilith, so I don't know. I mean, we'll just have to see. That's why I said you'll have to be there at Battlelines to find out.
My understanding is Lilith is quite the hard-hitting competitor.
That's what I've heard. So,
and then, of course, you know, boys in the fam. First ever two-time NGW Tag Team Champions, the fam.
Yeah.
Take you on some relative newcomers to NGW, the boys. I mean, both of them have been at NGW, but, you know, this is going to be their first time in NGW teaming up. And like I said, we had them on last week.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we have seen tag teams come in on their debut and walk away with gold.
Yes, that's exactly what happened with TNT.
But, you know, the fam is a first ever two-time NGW tag team champion for a reason. So on this one, honestly, I'm going to go with the fam on this one.
You can go with the fam. See the rain continue?
Yep. Think so.
All right. You know, we got Dardar saying that she has no clue. She likes them both.
I mean, yeah, it's, like I said, it's kind of close on this one. But like I said, the boys have been making a name for themselves all over Southern Illinois. They're coming to NGW trying to make a name for themselves. But, you know, fam's been around. Fam has captured gold. Fam has took on some top tag teams. And I see them walking out, retaining.
Yeah, Benny's saying that he's picking the boys for this one. He loves the fam, but he's just got to go with the boys.
Well, you know, that could be. I mean, you know, we've seen it before. So
Chris is saying that TNT was absolutely Scott's fault.
That was not my fault. I could not tell them apart. Okay. So they put a little twin magic. So blame me all you want, but you know, they got the belts back. They lost the second time. That wasn't my fault.
Yeah. But you know, if they hadn't won the first time, the second time wouldn't have been a problem.
Well, could be, you know.
And we do have Benny in the comments saying that either way, the heathens will have the work cut out for them. And speaking of that second time, you know, the second time it certainly looked like the fam was going to regain the tag team champions until there was a little bit of interference in that match, which led to the table clatters and chairs match.
Yes, you know, they were a half a second away from regaining those tag team titles, but the Great Heathen Army decided to make their presence known and wanted to go ahead and put themselves in that tag team title picture and interrupt that match, which prompted Phoenix to make that first ever TLC match.
Yeah, Jerry Moore is saying that Krista is Jerry's number one fan, and Chris is saying, thank you, Alex, we need a new ref. You know, it has been tossed around, you know, by some people that maybe, you know, for these championship matches, we should have a different impartial referee. You know, maybe somebody like Donde.
Well, you know, we could have an impartial cameraman. Donde does have cameras.
But have you seen those pictures that Donde took?
I thought they were great. I got one. I got one hanging on my fridge.
A wonderful picture of the floor. And he took a very absolutely in focus photo of Preacher's left boot.
Yeah. And I got one. I can't tell what it is. It's either the ceiling or the dirt. I don't know what it is. But Donde signed it and gave it to me. I put it on my fridge. So, you know, we'll have to see.
We got Betty in the chat saying that he wants Donde as a ref.
Okay.
Reinhardt disagrees, though. He'd rather have you, Scott, over Donde.
I mean, you know, Donde can... I'll take the night off, and Donde can rep some matches. If that's what everybody wants, but that ain't what everybody's going to get. So they can, you know, get mad at me all they want, but it is what it is. Yeah.
Saying Donde's ref will be hilarious. Darnar starting another new hashtag here. Hashtag new ref.
Oh, Darnar, do I have to make another run of stickers? Because I will.
Well, you know what? You know, I think that you should have done two runs of stickers, Scott. You know, you should have done hashtag Scott's fault and hashtag not Scott's fault and seen which one sold the most so that we could get a real determination on how the fans actually feel about things being your fault.
Well, I will have that for the next NGW show, not for Battle Lines, but I will have that when we have our next NGW show, and we'll see then.
We got Reinhardt saying, no, it's basically the same thing, but Donde leaves me feeling unsettled.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. We got Bay saying, no, Scott is a ref during Reinhardt's match, but Donde is a ref for the others.
Yeah, he can be a match for ref for PYT, so I won't have to deal with them.
Chris is saying that Darnar is right.
Darnar is never right. Darnar is always wrong. You
know what? Darnar started a brand new hashtag that is just taken off by wildfire.
Yeah. And I told her that I would give her the money from the second run of the stickers. So this is the first run. So she won't get this money, but the second run, she'll get the money out of that one.
Yeah, because you said earlier that the money from the first run is going to Wrestling for a Cure. Yep.
I will have these stickers Saturday. Buy them for a dollar. All the money goes for Wrestling for a Cure. So hopefully we'll sell out and I can give all that money to them and go for Wrestling for a Cure. So,
you know, we got Benny making a good comment that Donde brings that bag everywhere. Who knows what's in there?
Yeah, I've seen inside that bag, and trust me, I stopped when I realized there was something moving in that bag.
Yeah, but you know, before we take off for the night, Scott, we gotta get your last opinion here. Cruz and Roswell.
This one's a little too hard to call because I know what both these gentlemen can bring to the table with this match. And with PYT not a factor, it's actually going to be a one-on-one match. And I don't know. I can't be biased at this one. I got to call this one right down the middle. I don't know what's going to happen to this one.
Well, I can tell you what's going to happen. It's going to be an amazing match.
Oh, yeah, that's definite. But I don't know. I don't know who's going to walk out champion.
Like I said earlier, I would love to see the yay boo champ, but actually to see which one gets more of a yay at the start.
I mean, here's the thing. I know that they're going to bring the absolute best out of each and every one of them.
Yes.
We'll see. We'll see. It's going to be... who's the better man? Who gets that one advantage that gets that three count or, you know, whatever. But we'll see. Like I said, it's too hard to call.
Yeah, Chris is saying that's the smartest thing Scott has ever said.
I say a lot of smart things. You're just never around when I say it. But yeah, I don't know about that one. That one's going to be a little toughy.
I mean, It's hard for me to say, too. But, you know, if... yeah, I don't think I'd even want to venture a pick at who's going to win. I just want to say that it's going to be more fantastic than, you know... I'm not sure what the main event for that other show going on is going to be for that night, but... but Ricky versus Dexter, I'm pretty sure, is going to tear the house down.
I think that's going to be a better main event than whatever the other show is going on with.
Yeah. Which, of course, like you said, you can watch later.
Yeah, or you can watch it during the match. You're going to watch it during the match.
Yeah, you're only going to be able to catch Battle Lines live. Yes. This Saturday, Muscoto, Illinois, Loose Civic Center.
I mean, it's not like back in the day where you had to watch pay-per-views live. You can watch it anytime you want. So Battle Line says you have to watch this live. You have to be at the Lucid Center, because if you're not, you're going to miss it.
Yeah, and then if you're not there, how else are you going to get your hands on this limited run of this wonderful poster collection or flyer collection?
Yeah.
Where we have the heroes, the villains, our main event right in the middle, and of course this little bit of a vandalized version brought to you by PYT.
That one I think we'll still have leftovers. The other ones,
well,
I think
it'll be a complete set is what you can buy of all four of the posters.
Okay. Well,
or the flyers rather.
And there's only what, 20 copies?
Yep, there's only 20 sets available.
So you have to get there early. So gotta get there early to get it, because once they're gone, they're gone.
Yep, and the only way you can get in early is to get your tickets at ngw.ticketleap.com. Chris is saying there's no better main event than Jerry Morgan.
Yeah. Well, then why ain't you there watching Jerry Morgan? But yes.
Then he tried to start another new hashtag, hashtag not Scott's fault.
Okay, so that's what we're going to do on the new stickers. We're going to have hashtag Scott's fault, hashtag not Scott's fault. We'll see what sells.
Well, you know, we do have another new example of why something would be Scott's fault.
Oh, we do.
Would you like to see it, Scott?
I guess. I mean, you come up with all these new ones.
All right.
Veteran move by getting good night, Ricky Snooze. 2-3. Oh, come on. Ricky Cruz with 2 3/4. That was a slow count by Scott Cross because he got confused and forgot what came after 2.
I mean, you got Jason Albert on commentary there just saying exactly what happened. You got confused and forgot what came after 2.
Halbert is on the tape, so Halbert is all PYT, so he's going to go whatever happens with Playboy, so it ain't my fault that Playboy couldn't get the pinfall over Ricky Cruz and Ricky kicked out. So that's my fault somehow.
Got Ryder saying that that checks out.
Sure it does.
And we got Dardar saying that's definitely Scott's fault. Benny going, okay, that was not Scott's fault. Ricky kicked out at 2.
Yeah, exactly. See, Benny's the smart one, Dardar. You need to realize that. Benny's the smart one.
See, you're going to go get Dardar riled up again there, Scott.
Well, I'm just saying, you know.
We got Jerry's opinion. Jerry Morgan says that was a slow count.
Well, Jerry, I don't know. You know, call it whatever you say it. You know, that was a 2 9/10. So.
You know, how much are the tickets going for there, Scott?
What tickets?
Or not the stickers, I'm sorry.
They're going for $1 a piece.
$1 a piece.
Yes.
I tell you know what? I will buy for any of the wrestlers on the card who would like to express if something is Scott's fault. I will go ahead and buy them a Scott's fault sticker that they can go ahead and wear out so that they can express to you during the match if something is your fault.
Okay, that's fine. Because all they're doing is supporting Wrestling for a Cure, so that's fine.
Yep. Jerry saying, please don't do that in my match unless I'm the one getting pinned.
Okay. But yet, when you're pinning somebody, you want me to go faster than when I normally count.
I think what Jerry is saying is that in that example, you were counting slower than you normally would.
Okay. We'll see. I mean, that's just people's opinions about that one.
You know what, Scott? I think that we can settle the debate on slow count versus fast count this Saturday, actually.
Yeah,
because I know the exact timing of my camera between the frames. So I'm going to be able to sit down after the fact and check out the timing between the frames of how fast your hand is coming down, and we will be able to scientifically determine if in matches involving PYT, when a member of PYT is in a pinfall predicament, if you are actually counting faster than you normally do.
Okay. We'll find out.
We will science this.
Yep. And then everybody will hush up, and but then my stickers will not sell.
Well, they would sell if we can scientifically prove that it is hashtag Scott's fault.
Okay. So either way, I win.
We'll you that. Win and you win until every single time that you only do a two count, everybody in the NGW crowd shouts out hashtag Scott's fault.
I'd like to see that.
You know what? So would I. That would be amazing. Dardar, do you think that you could get you could take a handle on that? If Scott does a two count, you just shout out hashtag Scott's fault, and we'll see if that catches on.
We'll see.
No, we got Dardar saying that you can't even count to three. One, two, squirrel.
That's Dardar. Dardar gets distracted all the time because she's like, she'll boo and she'll cheer, and then she'll forget who's in the ring, and she'll boo and PYT's in the ring. And she'll say, oh, no, I'm supposed to cheer.
Dardar saying that she's definitely going to. She has a sign made with hashtag Scott's fault. I can't wait to see that.
And I will sign that, Dardar, for you. $5.
I don't. $5. Oh, man.
Hey, it's going for Wrestling for a Cure. I'll sign it for $5.
Yep. We definitely, as I said, unofficially, we're going to be sitting at $700. Phoenix Quinn has challenged us to have $1,000 from the NGW fan base by the Wrestling for a Cure show in July. Let's see if we can't get that to $1,000 at Battle Lines.
We're gonna get it
above and beyond.
I think we're gonna get it at Battle Lines. I have no doubt we're gonna get it at Battle Lines. If we're not, we're gonna be really, really close. Then she's gonna have to set a new goal for Wrestling for a Cure. So,
hey, nothing's wrong with the stretch.
If we hit that 1,000, she's going to have to up that up a little bit because, you know, we're going to hit that. I think we're going to hit that at Battle Lines.
Yep. Now, okay, so if we hit that goal at Battle Lines, that $1,000 Wrestling for a Cure goal, would you be willing to say live on the show that PYT is the best tag team that ever existed?
That if we hit the goal, $1,000.
Yep.
All right. If we hit the goal, I'll say it.
If we hit that goal at Battle Lines, you will say that PYT is the best team ever.
Yes. I will come on, wave my little PYT flag and say PYT is the greatest faction in the world. I had trouble saying that, but yes, if we hit that goal at Battle Lines, and I will say that next week. So that's a challenge for everybody. We have to hit that goal. Otherwise it won't happen.
We've got Jerry asking when the cutoff for Wrestling for a Cure is, and the season 9 for Wrestling of a Cure is Saturday, July 12th. That is when the show is. And that is going to be when the official cutoff is made. And when the counts are made to see which wrestling promotion in the area brought in the most money for St. Jude's Hospital for fighting against.
We are gonna be with New Genesis Wrestling. This is the first year we partner for Wrestling for a Cure. I think we are gonna take it this year in all of the promotions.
No,
I think we're gonna be number one.
That is the ultimate goal.
I think we're gonna do it. I think we're gonna top our goal at Battle Lines, and then Phoenix is gonna set another goal. And I think we're going to top that one too. So, but yeah,
we have a new viewer with us. Neville615 just found us live. I hope you're enjoying everything so far.
Yes. If you enjoy this, you can go back to our catalogs and watch some of our old episodes we've had. We're on everything: Spotify, Audible, iTunes, YouTube, Facebook. We're on everything.
Yeah, and we got Andy Adams in the chat saying you guys can get your goal. That's what we're all about.
Oh, we're going to get it. We're going to get it, no doubt. But, yes, we are definitely under 48 hours now. We are very close to Battle Lines, so cannot wait. This Saturday, Mascoutah, Illinois, Lou Civic Center, you know, the card is stacked.
We've got Jerry asking who's currently in the lead. New Genesis Wrestling is currently in the lead. We are currently sitting at $498 officially. I have pledged to bring that up to $600, and our security team has pledged $100 on top of that. So unofficially, we're sitting at $700 when the show starts. We will definitely be at that $700 mark at least.
And hopefully we will be at that $1,000 mark by the end of Battle Line.
Yeah, that would be an amazing goal to reach.
Yes, we can do it.
How many stickers you got, Scott?
I think I got 50.
50?
Yeah.
Well, let's hope you sell out and every single one of those goes.
There's $50 that's going for Wrestling for a Cure. So that'll put us at 750 right there. So we only need $250 to make our goal.
Yeah, but
so I think we can. I think we can do it.
Yep. Make sure you come out. Make sure you donate to Wrestling for a Cure. Get your tickets right now. ngw.ticketleap.com. It's the only way you'll be able to get in early. It's the best way that you'd be able to secure yourself one of the limited edition flyer sets.
Yes.
But Scott, you know what? I think it's time for us to go here.
Yep. We've been going a little bit long, but yes.
Yeah. But did you have anything else that you wanted to say before we take well, off and everybody will see us on Saturday?
I will say one more thing. Not only my stickers, but I will have merch at the merch table. All my merchandise that I'm selling them for $1 a piece, and every bit of my merchandise will go for Wrestling for a Cure. So come and clean me out of all my merchandise. I'll sign anything, whatever, you know. But
we got Neville 615 in saying, let's do an elbow drop from the top rope on that like button. Yes, I like that.
Exactly.
Neville, I'm going to steal that, and I'm going to say that on every show now. Thank you. And we've also got Jerry Morgan saying that if NGW wins, Krista can be his manager for one match.
Oh, there we go. So there's another bet. So NGW's got to win.
Yeah, man, we've dropped the Wrestling for a Cure link in the chat there. Go ahead, check out their Facebook page. If you can, make sure that you're there for their show on Saturday, July 12th. But we hope to see everybody on Saturday, you know, less than 48 hours from now.
Yes.
But everybody, have a great evening, and we will see you Saturday. Thank you for joining us. We will see you again next week right here, 7 o'clock.
New Genesis Wrestling presents Battle Line.